This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that recent events have proven that the so-called proxy war against India is in fact a well-planned war strategy. Addressing a public gathering at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, he stated that following the events of May 6, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity. The evidence is now being provided by those across the border themselves. The Prime Minister pointed out that terrorists who were killed were given state honours in Pakistan with the national flag draped over their coffins and salutes offered by the Pakistani army. Highlighting the significance of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister emphasized that it will extend beyond its original scope, symbolizing a lifelong commitment to national progress.
जो आतंकवादियों के जनाजे निकले, उस जनाजे को स्टेट ऑनर दिया गया पाकिस्तान में, उनके कॉफिन पे पाकिस्तान के झंडे लगाए गए, उनकी सेना ने उनको सैल्यूट दी. ये सिद्ध करता है कि आतंकवादी गतिविधि ये प्रॉक्सी वॉर नहीं है, ये आपकी सोची समझी युद्ध की रणनीति है.
न्यू दिल्ली's message of zero tolerance towards terrorism is echoing worldwide with India's multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders, parliamentarians, think tanks, media and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. An all-party Indian delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha held an interaction with Singapore's Minister of Foreign Affairs, group of MPs, delegates of Chamber of Commerce and business leaders of that country. Another delegation led by DMK MP Kani Mohi called the President of the National Council of Slovenia in Ljubljana and conveyed India's resolute stance of zero tolerance towards terrorism and the new normal after Operation Sindoor. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft Programme Execution Model. The model aims to enhance India's indigenous defence capabilities and foster a robust domestic aerospace industrial ecosystem. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said that the execution model approach provides equal opportunities to both private and public sectors on a competitive basis. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Padma Awards to 69 eminent personalities for the year 2025 at the second civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Of them, 3 were conferred with Padma Vibhushan, 9 with Padma Bhushan, and 57 personalities were conferred with Padma Shri. Former Chief Justice of India Jagdish Singh Kehar and Kumudini Rajnikant Lakhia have been honoured with Padma Vibhushan for contribution in the field of public affairs and arts, while renowned folk singer Sharda Sinha was honoured with Padma Vibhushan posthumously. Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh today chaired the Textile Advisory Group meeting on cotton and MMF to review the progress of initiatives aimed at strengthening the entire textile value chain in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Singh highlighted the mission for cotton productivity and underscored the critical need to enhance cotton productivity and quality to match the 5F vision of Prime Minister Modi. He also emphasized that innovation and collaboration will be centric to boosting farm productivity and ensuring benefits are received at all levels of the value chain. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that rainfall across the country in this monsoon season is likely to be above normal this year, with probability of 106% during 5th of June to 30th of September period. The optimistic monsoon forecast is expected to boost crop output, reduce pressure on irrigation systems, and support rural livelihoods. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 173 for 4 in 14.5 overs against host Lucknow Super Giants while chasing a target of 228 runs when reports last came in. Put into bat, Lucknow scored 227 runs in their allotted 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.